Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, May 2nd, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Margaret Sabella Brown. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, where each week we explore fascinating topics, unpack the layers of knowledge, and ignite your curiosity. I'm Alloy, your guide through today's journey into the life and impact of Margaret Sabella Brown. Margaret Sabella Brown may not be a household name, but her story is one that embodies the essence of tenacity and scholarly passion in the early 20th century. As we delve into her life, I encourage you to think about the barriers we still face in academia and how today's societal changes mirror those of Brown's time. Margaret Sabella Brown was born on March 15, 1866, in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. Her academic journey began with studies in geology, a field that during her time was largely male-dominated. Imagine, if you will, a young woman in the late 1800s stepping into a sector where her presence itself was a ripple against the current societal norms. Brown attended Dalhousie University in Halifax, where she earned her Bachelor of Arts degree in 1888, continuing to become the second woman to receive a Master of Arts degree from the institution in 1892. Pause for reflection. In an era when universities were just beginning to admit women, Brown not only entered but excelled, paving the way for future generations. One of the most notable aspects of Brown's career was her partnership with John William Dawson, an influential Canadian geologist. Through this collaboration, she studied the fossils of the Joggins Fossil Cliffs, which have now become a World Heritage Site. Picture this, standing on rugged, windswept cliffs, brushing away centuries of history with each sweep, uncovering remnants of ancient forests and seas. Now take a moment to reflect on the societal expectations during Brown's career beginnings. Could you imagine the hurdles she faced? Not only did she break barriers as a woman in science, but she did so in a field that required physical labor and travel, activities that were deemed unladylike at the time. One of her significant contributions was in micropaleontology, particularly her work with spores and other plant remains. These studies contributed greatly to our understanding of the Carboniferous period. Brown's research provided insight into the Earth's prehistoric climate and ecosystems, information crucial for scientists today who model climate change predictions. Here's a thought-provoking question for you. How often do we consider the lineage of knowledge we rely on today and the challenge of being that first link in the chain? Margaret Brown was known for meticulous work. Her carefully written observations filled volumes. However, the broader academic community often overlooked her achievements during her lifetime, a common fate for women in her field. As you think about this, consider which voices might we be overlooking today, and how can we amplify them? In her time, Brown never sought the limelight. She was content with the impact of her work rather than public accolades, much like many unsung heroes who lay the groundwork for future advancements. This raises another question. In our hyper-connected world, how often do we prioritize recognition over true contribution? Brown retired in 1939, leaving behind a body of work that would continue to influence geologists and paleontologists to come. She passed away in January 1961, but she did so after having seen significant changes in her field, many of which she helped to initiate. The legacy of Margaret Sabella Brown is not just one carved into the rocks of the Joggins Cliffs, but also preserved in the annals of scientific progress. So, dear listener, what can we take away from Margaret Sabella Brown's story? It reminds us that perseverance in the face of adversities can spur change. It challenges us to reflect on who we are and who we wish to elevate in our communities. It also asks us to stand as stewards for inclusion and appreciation in fields of study we are passionate about. As we wrap up today, think about the figures in your life who have quietly impacted your understanding of the world. How do you honor their contributions, and in what ways might you be the driving force for those who follow? The narrative of science is woven by many hands, each thread unique yet integral to the tapestry. Before we say goodbye for today, I encourage you to visit the Margaret Sabella Brown article on Wikipedia. Explore the links, follow the trail of references, and maybe, just maybe, draw inspiration for your own journey. Perhaps there's a hidden story that speaks to you, waiting to be shared. Until next time, this has been Wikipedia, reminding you that every story, no matter how lesser known, plays a part in the larger tale of human progress. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, keep learning.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Margaret Sabella Brown. Thanks for listening. See you next time.